There was once upon a time when Norwich boasted a pub for every day of the year. While slightly fewer remain today, city folk continue to love a pint down their local drinking hole, and a selection of pubs in our fine city is one to admire. Here is a selection of the oldest places to grab a pint in Norwich. Number 1. Rose Tavern, 88 Rupert Street. The first landlord of the NR2 drinking hole was grocer Ambrose Crowe from 1870. He applied for a full licence for the new neighbourhood's love of brandy. The pre-war decor of the listed building survives in the popular pub, and motifs of alternating roses and barrels are still there from around the 1920s. Number 2. The Ten Bells, St Benedict Street. John Brett, a weaver from Worstead, was the first landlord in 1760. A 200-year-old fireplace was discovered, and later plans to demolish part of it were rejected by the City Council in 1991 to protect the historical feature. The premises were extended in 1983, and Benedict's Wine Bar was added in an adjoining shop. Green King completed a 3-month refurbishment in 1988. Number 3. The Wild Man, 29 Bedford Street. It is thought this pub was named after a boy who was found living wild in a German forest before being brought to England and becoming an occupant of Bridewell Prison. Thomas Overland was the first known landlord with a licence in 1760. After a long list of landlords, the pub was modernised in the late 19th century. Number 4. The Murderers and Gardeners' Arms, 8 Timber Hill. John Savory was thought to have been the first known landlord of this much-loved city pub in 1841. The property dates back to 1696, and it was bequeathed to St John's Church by the then Lord Mayor of Norwich, Nicholas Bickerdyke. The public house is a listed building in Timber Hill and is now run by Phil Cutter. Number 5. The Lamb Inn, Lamb Yard, Orford Place. John Parker was the first named landlord of this much-loved inn in 1665. It was named the Holy Lamb in early references, as it could have been built from the ruins of a nearby church. The pub was damaged by fire in 1939. In 1973, the pub was seen to be offering a businessman's lunch for 50 pence and Sunday lunches for 70 pence.